on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Evening all, Bell and Sperling show.
Yes, with him, Martin Bell.
And him, Johnny Sperling.
Oh, you got it right. Well done.
Coming up on the show, we're going to be talking about the big car chase last night.
Oh, it was a big one, wasn't it, eh?
Sky Electrics. Also going to be talking about Holly and Phil. What
yes.
do you think, John?
Well, I'll tell you my opinion about that, actually.
Not yet, though. West Ham are playing tonight in the semi-final, everybody.
Yes.
Lovely, eh, John?
I'm thrilled for you.
Don't you think it's quite funny that West Ham could be the only London club with a silverware?
Yeah, but it's the city.
Stop off, you Wally. We're also going to be talking about Trump. You're a nasty woman.
You didn't just Trump, did you?
You nasty woman. You.
Oh, you just, yeah. You're a nasty woman.
Got to talk a little bit about Man City last night. They were just unbelievable. Best football.
Yeah.
It's all coming up on the Bell and Sperling show. Stay with us. Three, four. You know what we sound like, don't you? Don't mention him. Australian fella. Do you know what it is yet? It's all coming up on the Bell and Sperling show. You're listening to Bell and Sperling with...
You got tongue-tied there.
Go on, with...
You're the Bell and Sperling show. You couldn't get it out.
Don't you dare tell me I can't get
You went a bit tongue-tied.
Don't you dare tell me that.
I tell you what, son, I'm lucky to get here today.
Agreed. I mean, you're lucky to be alive.
Of course, this is a Brentwood station, so... is it Coxit Green Lane? Is it that one?
Well, you should go to the doctors.
Well, I did.
Yeah.
Well, I can't get there.
No.
And it's like... It's a new road.
Yeah.
Right, it's a new road been laid, so it's like 20 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So this car was doing the 20 miles an hour. I'm going, come on, mug.
Yeah.
Come on, get out of the way. Come he did on. A left.
Did you, bib him? Did you bib him?
No, but I put my foot down a bit. Yeah. And of course the car went, I nearly went into a tree.
Oh.
So I did 20 miles an hour.
Well.
They did say it for a reason.
I got a speeding fine the other day.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do one of those, what are they, you know, when you go to.
Oh, so you got yours?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because I'm hoping...
I was doing 24 and a 20.
Well, I was doing 47 in a 40.
Mm.
And I'm hoping that I get that, because I looked
at my
licence.
What was it? You go to the...
Yeah, go.
I could have done it online, apparently.
Really?
But you know what? I'd rather go there and...
Oh, it's fun.
See all the numpties.
Yeah. All the people like you.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I'm
the biggest numptie.
I looked up and I realised that I've got no points. Nil pois.
I thought you told me you did.
I thought I had six, but they're finished.
Oh, they're finished.
So I was lucky. So I'm hoping. I've sent it off this week.
Mm.
I was hoping. I've got to say, though, I was driving along today.
Yes.
And I know that there's a camera on a dual carriageway.
Mm. Yeah.
And I was driving along miles away. Yeah. And you know, you suddenly have a feeling.
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing it.
No. And of course, it was daylight, so you didn't see it flash.
No.
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, was I... It was a 50. It was a 51. It was on a dual carriageway. And I'm just hoping that I don't get another one through. Because this is exactly what happened to me when I got the six. I got two in a week.
I got two in a week as well.
Did you?
Yeah, well, I was coming home from Gatwick Airport, and for some reason, I can't remember, there was roadworks or something, and it diverted me through Walthamstow. Don't drive through Walthamstow, folks. Do not. It is 20 miles an hour all the way through.
The only trouble is...
At 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but you drove through the market.
That's right.
You hit in stalls. People scattered everywhere.
I did, yeah. They're all right, though.
They're all right, bits and pieces. Talking of that, let's talk about Harry and Meghan and the car chase.
The big car chase.
What do you think?
Well, I watched Piers Morgan had the cab driver on.
Right.
Now, I think, you see, the thing is...
But wait, didn't the chase happen before they got in the cab?
That's right. So Piers Morgan has got, really and truthfully, he's got the wrong scoop.
Yeah.
Because he's got the cab driver who took him the last 10 minutes.
Well, he's not going to get the security guards on, is he?
No. Well, what I'm saying is he's...
He's got the cab driver on. Without doing his accent, what did the cab driver say?
I don't know what accent he had, to be honest with you. Right. He wasn't American.
No.
I think he was more... Canadian. South American.
Canadian.
No, South American.
Oh, it might have been South American.
I think he was, actually.
So what did he say?
Mexican or something.
Yeah, okay. What did he say?
He was saying... Piers Morgan was really trying to say, come on, tell us. Yeah. There's a lot of rubbish, isn't it? And he's actually told the story saying, no, there were like six paps following us. They were beside us. And he's sort of like... It was a nonsense
interview. Do you know what I think? I think... I'm going to tell you this. Go on. And look...
I'm not the biggest Harry and Meghan fan.
You're not a big, and I'm not a big Harry and Meghan fan. But at the same time, right?
Yeah,
I've come out of various places. We've both been to lots of events where there's super famous people there.
Yes,
and they will get papped and chased down the road. Mm. I remember coming out of the launch of Rod Stewart's night of Tonight's the Night.
Clang! There you go. He's off.
Pick that one up off the floor. But I remember him being chased down the road going to the after party. And there must have been 40, 50 pounds chasing him, right?
Yeah.
Now, David Beckham, that's every day.
Yeah.
That's every day.
Mm-hmm.
You walk out your door, bang, right, okay.
Yes.
It's everywhere.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, you know that you're going to get papped. That there's going to be people following him, right?
Yes.
Why don't you drive at 20 mile an hour?
Mm.
There's no car chase.
No.
Windows are blacked out.
But you know what? Who cares? I said the same thing about the tragedy of Princess Diana.
Without a doubt. Why drive at 90 mile an hour?
I said the same thing. You know, as much as it was a tragedy. It was awful. But you've got to say, you know, you're coming out. Pose for the cameras. Just come out.
I understand.
I don't understand.
Well, they're trying to take photos of you in the car as you're going along. You might be talking.
Well, let them do it.
So,
for God's sake.
What does it matter? And the fact is, right, here's another one. I'm going to throw this one right
at you. Go on, throw it in.
I'm going to throw it right at you.
Go on.
Right,
okay. Yeah.
If you decide to do a deal with Netflix for $97 million,
yes.
Right? And sell the story.
Yes.
Of the royal family.
Trash them.
Right?
Trash them.
The biggest name family in the world. The most famous family in the world. Right?
Yeah. Forget
the Kennedys.
You've made yourself a target, right?
You become...
Yes.
Super famous. Let me just tell you something. Is everybody chasing Prince Edward down the road? No one cares.
Now, I don't... You know what? I don't think anyone would recognise him. If he had on a cut, you know, like a hoodie or a...
Yeah.
You know, he's slacks.
For the reason...
Walking down the street.
Slacks?
I don't know.
Who wears slacks?
I don't know. What are slacks?
The trousers. But why have you brought slacks into it?
For talking of that, do you know on YouTube when random things come up?
Yeah.
I thought of you.
Yeah.
The history of the trousers came up.
Oh, did it? Yeah.
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 I didn't realise it.
People don't realise. I'd say trousers.
Oh, yeah. You're a big trousers fan.
Well, it was Rick Astley who started it, wasn't it?
Was it even starting it?
Hello, trousers. You know what I mean?
You were saying it before.
Oh, no, I think I used to call him trousers.
You were saying it when I first started gigging with you.
No, you're 100% right. And the reason why?
I know.
And do you know why?
Mm.
Do you remember I did that gig?
Yeah.
You played bass.
That's right.
And we played at Camden.
I do, I remember. It was
called
good
the Powerhouse.
Powerhouse.
And I was influenced...
No longer there.
No longer there. Mm. I was influenced by Prince and Kid Creole and the Coconuts.
Kid Creole and the Coconuts. Bit of Simply Red.
So I had a guy in Chigwell who was a tailor, made me three different pairs of trousers.
I remember them.
Blue.
Yep.
red.
I remember.
And yellow.
And yellow. Right. I remember the yellow ones very
and
on well. The,
and they were very high-waisted.
Yes.
Okay, tapered in, quite nice. And down one leg of the yellow ones,
oh,
in big letters, I had the word trousers.
That's right, you did. You had your long hair then, didn't you?
I had long curly hair.
Cool, it did not smell good.
It did, because I used to put mousse.
Oh, blimey.
I used to put mousse in it and diffuse it.
It used to, I used to come behind you, pardon the expression,
yeah,
and, oh, it smells good. Smell.
Girls in faces, yeah, used to say to me,
yeah,
is your hair naturally curly?
It was, wasn't it?
It was naturally curly, but if I let it go, I would look like, you know, a sheep. It was, I looked like Leo Sayer. So I'd always, I'd diffuse it. I was more Michael Hutchins when I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go on, please tell me that.
Well, yeah, when he was alive.
Yeah. No, no, yeah, not now.
Yeah, not now.
No. No. Okay, I just want to wrap up on the Harry and Meghan. I say we wrap up. I think we're putting
no, that's a
the
it's
show.
A big one, isn't it?
Do you think they've overcooked it? Do you think they've?
Do I think that Harry and Meghan have overcooked it?
Overcooked the story?
Yeah. Yes, of course I do. Yeah, because I think, as you said, at the end of the day, I hate that expression.
Yeah.
You write that book, you trash your family. It's the biggest autobiography of all time.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the biggest selling autobiography of all time. You've made yourself be in the news constantly, right? As you said, now you're super famous.
But wait a minute, he wasn't in the news constantly up until he married her.
And no.
Then controversy started.
Yeah, of course it did. Yeah, and they wanted that, didn't they?
Did you feel the same way that I felt a little bit? And I, it's horrible, horrible way to feel. But the fact that he's shut the door on he's turned his back on his own country.
Yes,
and gone over there, and then you know, it over here is so much better for me. Uh-huh. And he suddenly goes, not really. Is
it? Well, certainly not the paparazzi.
I know
over
they
there.
Moved to Canada. That's the original.
Yeah, I mean, and that would have been a better move, I think. And you know, he's in America. It's they've got free press over there.
Yeah,
it's a bit different to over here.
Yeah. Do you think it's all her fault? Anyway, I mean, you just sort of want it to be her fault.
Do you know what?
Because she's just...
I'll be honest.
We've always had a mate. Everyone's had a mate that was your party mate. It was
yes,
great.
Yeah, yeah.
And then suddenly,
the woman comes along.
And she... And you suddenly go, where's Dave?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is Dave not coming out Sunday? Is he not coming... I've brought his darts. I've got his darts. Right? Where's Dave? No, Dave's met Cheryl, hasn't
he? Yeah, he's met Cheryl. How many times has that happened?
I mean, oh, Cheryl's put paint on
her. And all the mates hate her.
Hang on a minute.
And she hates the mates.
Hang on a minute. Dave and Cheryl bought a dog.
Yeah. they've moved to Northampton.
What are they doing there?
Hey?
And Cheryl don't like you. Doesn't like,
No.
I can think of one of our mates who ended up with someone like that. And,
yeah, yeah.
And none of us liked her.
No, I can think of a few.
Yeah. None of us liked her.
Yeah.
And he married her.
Mm.
And he split up with her.
Yeah, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He split, and then he found out that... well, she had a beard. So... right, you want to play this song?
Oh, yes, I've got some good music today.
This Gary Barlow song, talk to me about it.
Well, you want to play it now?
Why not?
Yeah, it's a great song. It's a bit... It plays homage. It plays homage to like the
stop
songs...
Stop a minute. So,
pardon?
It does what?
Plays homage.
All right.
Not fromage.
Not fromage, right.
Do you remember Only Fools and Horses when he's on the phone and he says, they're trying to kill me. Fromage Frey. homage.
I didn't think you was a Gary Barlow fan, by the way.
I'm absolutely not a Gary Barlow fan, but I've that album he did, I think it was 2021. Mm. I mean, there's some great, but this is accomplished. It pays homage to the Gershwins and Cole Porters, those sort of songs. Okay. And it's called This Is My Time.
Well, I've not heard it yet, so...
Have a listen.
I hope it's a nice bit of homage.
Oh, it is.
If love can kill you, I'll happily die. There's something so deadly, I feel so alive. Dangerous, risky, from 0 to 60, that feeling money can't buy. If love can kill you, then this is my time. If love can break you, I'll brace for the pain. When it's too much, inject more love straight into my veins. Startling, wonderful, a picture so colorful like poetry. Finding its rhyme. If love can break you, then this is my time. Here on the edge, there's only silence. Duck the knife and dodge the bullet till today. I've opened up the door. If what I feel is love, then I want to end it all that way. If love makes you crazy, hope I lose my mind. Just let it steal my sanity. If it ever was mine, a shining pinnacle of all that's impossible, the ability to take flight. If love can change you,
I think you got a point there, yeah.
It's a beauty, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
I mean, it's got... Do you want a Viscount?
I'll have a biscuit. I'll have a biscuit.
It's been in the kitchen to make a cup of coffee.
Throw me the biscuit.
There
thank you.
You.
Cheers.
And I saw they had Viscounts.
It's a Viscount, isn't it?
Oh, Viscount.
It's a silent S.
Yeah,
they,
no, it is.
It's like homage.
I always call them Viscounts.
It's like homage, isn't it?
No, homage is the right word.
I always say pay homage.
You know? I've got the coffee and the milk in.
Yeah.
So on the next song, I'll put the water in.
Put the sugar in.
Yeah.
Gary Barlow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that is nice. It's nice. I just said to you, I'd like to sing this. I mean, we could do that song. I'd love to do that live.
It's a great song.
It's beautiful.
And his voice has matured.
Yeah, he never goes for any notes that he can't get. Do you know,
no.
Do you know what I mean? It's a bit like George Michael. George Michael never done all the frills.
George Michael had a great voice.
George had the best voice for me ever, but he never went for stuff he couldn't get.
No, of course not.
You
no.
know, me and you throw a few growls in, don't we? A bit of huskiness to bend some notes and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gary Barlow and George Michael, they just sing the song. You notice that?
I'll tell you what, George Michael, for Stevie, to do covers of Stevie Wonder.
Yes.
And for Stevie Wonder to say that they were great.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know...
He always said that they fitted... His melodies fitted his voice well.
Yeah.
I think... Do you know what I was...
They did.
I said to you when George Michael got up and sung with Paul Young at the Prince's Trust.
Oh, he can't sing anymore.
He can't sing anymore.
He can't sing
but
anymore.
But they did Every Time You Go Away. And
oh, yeah.
If you listen to George, when it comes to George singing, he changes the melody
to suit
his voice.
Yeah. He did that with... the duet with Elton John, done at the Sun Garden. Yeah. He did that on that too. He made it his own.
You're right. Yeah,
it's beautiful. And that's what a great vocalist does.
No, it's a lovely song, John, and I should listen to it again. In fact, we might even play it again. I don't know.
Yeah, it's great.
It's that nice.
Yeah, it's that nice.
We might go out with it at the end of the
show. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think so.
Just before the West Ham game.
You looking forward to it?
It's a bit strange because I've got to rush straight off from here and try and get home for it.
Yeah.
I didn't book my flights for Prague, where the final will be. We're obviously, West Ham are already 2-1 up. I went to the game last week. We're 2-1 up.
Yes.
Now, I know a lot of people that book their flights, and the flights started out at around about £300, and now I'm looking at them, and they're £580. So they've doubled, and I guarantee...
What are the other team? Are they...
They're all right. They're not bad. They're from Amsterdam. I can't pronounce their name. I know a lot of people have gone to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Which you would do. I mean, I should have gone there, if I'm honest.
I've never been.
You're joking.
Now, I know we once did a gig in Rotterdam. Rotterdam, and you were having your office party.
Yeah. I had a magazine then, didn't
you? You had a magazine.
Yeah.
Didn't invite me. And
I decided to fly the whole staff, which was 9 of
them. That's right.
To Amsterdam for a party at the supper club.
And you went from Rotterdam, got the train to Amsterdam.
Yeah. But I'm actually going to Amsterdam next month with Iron Maiden.
Clang.
Pick that one up.
There you go.
Iron Maiden are playing there, and then we got a football match in Eindhoven the next day. So we're having a night for the concert in...
You know, you got me to thank for that, you know.
Have I really?
For your association with Iron Maiden.
Yeah, but you can't play football.
No, I know. But I knew... Adrian Smith. And what's the matter? Oh, you're chewing.
I'm chewing.
Yeah.
I'm having a fish cam.
we met him at Soccer 6.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
And I'll tell you the reason why I know.
Why?
Our friend Terry Alderton.
Yes.
Got me to play in a West Ham celebrity
game. Oh, was it West Ham? The West Ham one?
Glenn
no,
Murphy's.
No, son.
No.
It was the Soccer 6. I'm
no,
telling
Soccer
you
six.
Now. I know it was,
right.
And we saw him there, and I'd met Adrian Smith and the guitarist. What was the guitarist's name?
Adrian Smith.
No, the other one.
Dave Murray.
That's him.
And Yannick. Yeah.
Dave.
Yeah.
We'd met them. Now, I did a gig in 1986 with Stuart Ball. Do you remember Stuart Ball? Guitarist.
I remember one of them.
Yes. Stuart Ball is actually a multi-millionaire now because he founded Guitar Backing Tracks.
He found the other one.
Yeah. I did a gig with him in I think it was East Ham.
Yeah.
Where they're from.
Yeah.
And me and Stuart had a gig there. We were a duo, you know. There wasn't karaoke in those days.
No.
So it was the backing tracks. We had our own backing tracks that we'd made ourselves.
Yeah.
And we were doing this little pub, and in the audience was Adrian Smith and Dave Murray.
Oh, good.
Yeah, sense. And they remembered me when we did Soccer 6.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
I see.
And I think Steve was there.
Steve Yarris, yeah. I mean, Steve Yarris is obviously the connection, because we ended up playing in the West Ham Celebrity
team
with Steve. And really... I mean, you came to those. We were the only two musicians in the team. There was like Ray Winston, Murphy, a load of boxers.
You remember, I won a medal. Managed the team. Do you remember?
He was one of the managers. Yeah. Well, no, we beat
Paul Gascoigne. Came. He went, come on. He was lovely, Gazza.
Well, Gazza was.
He wasn't well at the time.
Gazza was in our team, and Ralph Little was
Ralph Little. Yeah,
and Jeff Brazier.
Jeff Brazier, that's right. Yeah.
I see him this week in the gym.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah, he's a good looking boy, isn't he?
Well, he's a good lad, His son's doing well.
Yeah.
In EastEnders.
Yeah, he's a very good kid. So anyway, we ended up with this relationship with Stevie Harrison.
Yes.
And we're very fortunate that the fact that we got that sort of nice relationship with Iron Maiden.
Yes.
I know people will go, it's a bit heavy, isn't it?
No, Iron Maiden, legends, aren't they?
But I do love going, I sort of go, you know, I go to various... trips abroad, been to Moscow.
Yeah, I know. He's been all over the place.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to go to Spain? And, do you remember those trips? They were good.
Oh, yeah, them Iron Maiden. Well, it was Iron Maiden versus Rod Stewart's football team.
That's right.
We had a good time.
And Jeff Calvert was there.
Was in Marbella.
From Barbados.
Go on, what was his song?
Well, we're going to Barbados. Big shout out to our mate Jeff.
Just getting back to it.
Yes.
West Ham are playing tonight. We're 2-1 up in the first leg, and we're playing tonight. Now, if we win, we go to the final in Prague.
Yeah.
Now, I started looking at the flights about 4 months ago, because I went to Seville last year, thinking West Ham would get in the final, and they never got in it. And so I had 3 days in Seville, which cost me a fortune. So I thought I won't do it this time.
What, you were premeditating?
Yeah, I did it 6 months before.
Oh, well, I mean, that was a bit silly.
Well, it was five dads and five sons, and listen.
Yeah, but I mean, you.
Yeah,
but we had a chance there, aren't
we?
We
had a good trip.
There you go.
However, this time I decided not to do it.
Right.
And I looked at the flights, and they have doubled. And I think so. My plan is tonight is if we look like we've won it by half time.
Yeah.
I book the flights.
Right.
Is that me? So I've got a lot on my plate in the next hour and a half. That's without doing this radio show. Right, there was another song that you wanted to play.
There's quite a few. Have we got that Jonas Brothers one there?
No, I've got your Peter Gabriel.
Oh, new Peter Gabriel one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's
for people that don't know who Peter Gabriel is.
Of course, they know who he is.
Not everyone.
Well, Peter Gabriel was the original lead singer of Genesis.
Yeah.
Left in 1976.
Right.
And formed a very successful solo career.
Encyclopedia.
Sledgehammer and a great album in 1986 called So. Remember that album?
Is there anything else that you don't know about music?
Well, no. Tell me
a fact about Leo Sayer.
This is a bit of a moody one.
God, give me a fact about Leo Sayer.
A fact about Leo Sayer? Yeah. Well, he used to wear makeup. He used to dress up as a clown when he first started.
Do you think his hair is naturally curly?
Oh, I think it is.
Baby!
I think he's one of the most curly-haired persons in the history of curly-haired people.
Oh, there's two of them. Right.
Yes, he's very, very moody, this. Very moody.
All right.
such a dark, dark shade of fame. Come all the nights, oh, come all the days, so inaccessible in this land.
You do.
It's a bit.
Don't you like it?
A bit morbid, isn't it?
Sorry, I'm eating a fire cow.
It's a, you know what I mean? It's a bit. It's a bit.
What?
I fell asleep halfway through.
Oh, no, that's not fair.
No, it's not like Sledgehammer, is it?
No, it's a bit moody. It's a.
Yeah.
Very atmospheric, I think.
Oh, it put me in a bad mood.
Did it really?
Yeah. When you say moody, I mean it's...
Oh, well, the next one...
Hang on a minute, is it finished?
No, it's still going. On. Well, I thought it was lovely.
Is he still going? Pete, you still there?
He's still going.
He's still playing one of those pan pipes.
That's nice. Do you know what? You might be annoying some listeners. Or listener.
I don't care.
Because they might want to hear the end of
it's
it.
It's our show, do what I like.
Well, that's true.
It's finished. Hey, it's finished.
Oh, that's not fun. Oh, I liked it.
It's all right.
Four Kinds of Horses, Peter Gabriel's new one.
Okay. Sledgehammer was a track.
It was, of course,
and the
it
video.
Was.
The video.
Brilliant. Yeah. I mean, well, you know, it's.
About 18. About 18 there was. Was it 86?
86. No, you're right.
Yeah, it's good, wasn't it?
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Why do you keep looking outside like that?
There's somebody.
Is there somebody out there?
There's somebody walking out there.
Is there?
Yeah, I think it might be a. It might be a Dutch fan. Might be a Dutch fan. He's heard me talking about West Ham. He's come round. It's the Dutch ultras. By the way, did you see Man City play last night against Real Madrid?
I saw the highlights. Yes.
Oh my god.
Unbelievable.
It's probably the best football I've seen. The quickest passing. Okay. And do you know what? What's mad, right?
Mm.
Why don't kids? Why don't you look at the way they're passing,
yes.
Quick, crisp, two-touch football, bang, bang, bang. And I watch some kids, and watch some coaches teaching kids to launch the ball into the corners like Wimbledon did 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And you just go, no, it's not how football's played. Football was played like last night.
Mm.
They looked like Barcelona last night. It was incredible.
Yeah, it was incredible.
And it's nice to know that, I know, listen, it's made
it's
up.
It's a British team.
Well, it is, but it's made up of probably three English players.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you got people like Jack Grealish in there.
Oh, Jack's a wonderful person, isn't he? You know I love him. People think I've got sort of a crush on Jack. But I mean, you must have. Do you fancy Jack?
He's a
Jack?
Player that hard.
Do you fancy Jack? Jack?
Do I fancy him? Well, I suppose in this day and age, it's quite trendy, isn't it?
It's quite trendy.
It's quite trendy, isn't it?
Why don't you say that? Why don't you say I'm in love with Jack? And see how we get on. Johnny Spurling loves Jack Grealish. I mean, he's got amazing.
Or identify as Jack Grealish.
You could.
Couldn't I?
I love that.
I could identify as Jack Grealish.
Why not?
Well,
who's going to argue?
No. Yeah, they can't.
No.
Otherwise, I'll have someone going at me. You are transphobic.
Yeah.
You are transphobic.
No, you'll be Jackphobic.
Did you see that? That woman in Starbucks.
Yeah.
Oh, the world's gone mad, mate.
The
world's gone mad.
But you could be Jackphobic. If people say to you, well, you're not Jack Grealish, you go, you're being Jackphobic.
Mm. Jackphobic.
Stop it. And they go, but you can't. You're not Jack. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what then. I'm Haaland.
Yeah.
Because I'm Haaland tomorrow.
What a player.
Great player.
Mind you, though, he's got some length on him, if you pardon the expression.
He's tall, yeah.
He's so tall.
That was lucky.
What?
That was lucky.
Well, that's what I meant.
Here's a funny story for you.
Is a funny story.
I'm watching West Ham the other night.
Yeah.
Okay. I know me football, don't I?
You do.
And
yeah.
I'm
that's why I got the sack from the other station.
That's right. And I'm sitting with a couple of people, and there's two fellas behind going,
yeah,
get Antonio off. Get Antonio. He's useless. Yeah. He's useless. And my mate, who you know, he's sitting next to me. He's got season tickets. He don't know that much about football.
Right.
He loves West Ham.
Yeah,
technically know, you know.
No.
And he went, what do you think? And I said, the two fellas behind me are idiots.
And but you didn't say idiots.
I said, why is that? No, I said, they're idiots.
Idiots.
Oh. I don't know what they're talking about. Mm. I said, what? I said, all we've got to come on is Danny Ings.
Right.
I said, see those two centre-halves marking Antonio? I said, if you was a centre-half, who do you fancy marking? Antonio or Danny Ings?
Yeah.
Right? I said, they don't want to mark him. I said, he's like a bodybuilder. He don't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
I know he's unorthodox.
Yeah.
But leave him on.
Yes.
He's probably going to get a goal. Right.
And well, the two fellas,
4 minutes later, he scored. Right. And my mate tapped and he turned around to the two fellas and he went, here, boys, you sure you want him to come off? And they went, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Towel between their legs.
Talking of people.
Is that the right expression? Towel between his legs, yeah.
Go on. I don't think they had towels, but, you know.
Mm.
Talking of
people
that split or divide.
Holly and Phil, you're going to go?
I was going to talk about Trump.
Oh, Trump.
But I was going to come back to Holly and Phil.
Let's go. I like Trump. Let's go with Trump.
You want to go on Trump?
Trump's pothouse. Trump is as nutty as you could possibly get.
Yeah, but wait a minute. This is the most powerful country in the world.
Oh, no. It's incredible.
And we've got Trump that looks like he could have a good go at this. And you've got Biden who doesn't know where he is.
Well, he doesn't know where he is. Or he doesn't know his name.
And you're saying that they're the only two people in America that can run that country?
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, you're telling me that Sunak's the best we can do? For goodness sake.
But he's not, obviously.
No, he's not. You know.
Looks like a little council.
Do you know what? I don't know. He's the hell he does, doesn't he? But you know the worst politician of all is our mate.
Who?
Khan.
Oh,
he is.
Yeah, I mean, he's not really a politician, is he?
He's evil.
He is, yeah.
He's evil.
You know, I'll tell you what the thing is with Sadiq Khan is that he's put this ULEZ on us all.
I got my letter today. Did you get your letter?
No, I don't. No.
Oh, yeah, I've got my letter.
Doesn't matter to me because I haven't got Khan.
No, I've put my reg in.
Have you?
I'm fine.
You're fine, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
but you check, don't you, just in case?
I've got a gas guzzling car, haven't I?
You certainly have.
A big old juicy,
juicy,
fat engine car, just spilling out all over the show.
Mm.
But it's not pre. What was it? 2008? You got to be. Is it?
I think it's pre 2008. Then.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I'm all right. So don't worry about that.
I know quite a few people have had to buy new cars.
Yeah. With vans, that's the trouble.
Vans.
It's terrible for people with their own business.
Shocking.
They can't get into London.
It's just, you know, and I'm sorry, but all this, you know, it's for clean air. Oh, shut up.
Stop it.
Stop it.
What
are we going with now? Go with another track?
No, I'm
enjoying the music.
I still wanted to talk about
Trump. Oh, go on then.
I wanted to talk about Trump a little bit.
You didn't like the last song. I was a bit upset.
You're a nasty, nasty person. You're a nasty person.
You're a nasty person. You're a nasty person.
One thing's for sure, you're a nasty person.
He's different class.
Now, there's two people you can't row with. He's one of them, and you go back to Mayor Khan. Mayor Khan is the smuggest little person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know when...
Sadiq, not Amir Khan.
No, Mayor Khan.
Oh, Mayor, sorry. Yeah. I thought you said Amir Khan.
Oh, no. So what are you doing? Homage? Paying homage.
I like homage.
No, I pay homage.
I always say homage.
Oh, there you go. So, there you
homage,
go.
Homage.
You have a row with Mayor Khan, you just want to kill him, but he's so calm. He's so calm and so smug that he knows he's winding you up even more.
Yeah.
And he knows there's nothing you can do.
Well, of course he does, yeah.
You can't beat him because he's got that electoral mayoral role wrapped up for as long as he wants.
Absolutely.
Because no one's going to outvote him.
No, they're not,
else.
No.
He's got them wrapped around his finger.
But haven't you noticed, though, and I don't like getting into politics, because you know me, I'm not political at all.
Well, you are a bit.
No, I'm not. Am I?
A little bit.
Well, I suppose.
I am, but you've got your views.
I've got my views, but I would say, I mean, for example, I was watching the Jeremy Vine show.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. He sits on the fence so much, and but anyway...
See, I don't like the ones that sit on the fence, right?
No.
Sheila Fogarty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On LBC. She might as well just...
Well, LBC.
She might as well just be perched on a little perch in a budgerigar cage, because she's neither here nor there.
Mm. No, absolutely. But I was talking about Harry and Meghan.
Okay, right? Yeah.
Now, the Channel 5, they lean very, very, very much to the left.
Okay.
And Jeremy Vine's show is very, very left to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're obviously only putting callers in who are Harry and Meghan fans, right?
Yeah.
There wasn't one Harry and Meghan fan. One Harry and Meghan, who didn't like him.
Yeah.
So a guy called Christo, who's on Talk TV.
I know Christo.
You know Christo.
Yeah.
He's good, Christo.
Yeah, not bad.
And... this woman phoned up and she said, and Christo said, yeah, but you know, Meghan, like when they did the Oprah show, they lied about everything, you know. There was about 25 lies in there.
Right.
And the woman said, no, that was their truth. That was their truth.
Oh, that's, I like that.
Yeah, but this
oh,
is...
No, I've got to use that line with my wife.
You've got to use it. This is, you've got your own truth.
That's my truth.
Exactly. And this is a thing, son.
Why have you got in at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you said you was coming home at 9.
Right.
That's my truth.
Say anything.
It's my truth.
You say anything.
Right, McDonald's, I went round 17 McDonald's, they were all closed.
That's right. It's my truth.
My truth.
It's a thing, son. My truth.
I'm going to use it.
Do you like it?
We spoke about George Michael. I want to play a George Michael song.
Oh, are you? What are you going to play?
I love this song. It was written by, what's he called?
Stevie Wonder.
No. Go on. Give me some others.
Well, George Michael. Paul McCartney.
No. It was written.
He never did.
No.
He didn't do many. Oh, okay. Is it from his swing album that he did?
No, it's not. It's not. I've just forgot who. And I love the fella. I follow him on Instagram. Pianist, singer, part of a big family.
Part of a big family.
Rufus Wainwright.
Rufus Wainwright. Ah, oh, another one.
I love this. And this is pretty much one of the last concerts he ever did.
Oh, okay. He's playing his concert.
Which was in Paris. This is live.
Okay.
Yeah. Have a little bit of this. Oh, it's just stunning. Shall I play it?
Yeah, yeah. I think you should.
I didn't know whether you... I think you should.
Right. Well, you know, right. I was waiting for
Here
it.
Here we go. That's not me whistling.
This song is by a gentleman called Rufus Wainwright. It's called Going to a Town. I'm going to a town that has already been burnt down. I'm going to a place that has already been disgraced.
I'm gonna see some folks who have already been let down. I'm so tired of America. I'm gonna make it up for all of the Sunday times. I'm gonna make it up for all of the nursery rhymes. They never really seem to want to tell the truth. I'm so tired of you, America, making my own way home. Ain't gonna be alone. I've got a life to live, America. I've got a life to live. Tell me enough to forget everything that you've done years ago. I really need to know, after soaking the body of Jesus Christ in blood, I'm so tired of you, America. You will. I'm going to a town that has already been burnt down. I'm so tired of you, America. Making my own way home. But I won't be alone,
be alone.
No, I've got a life to live. I've got a life to live. I've got a soul to fill. I've got a team to hear. And that's
nice.
Yeah, yeah. I'm, you know, he's the governor.
Do you notice that little bit of crackle at the end of his voice?
Yeah, it's nice.
I've never heard him do that before.
Yeah, it was nice though. It was a little raspy.
Yeah.
Well, that was, he was singing live, that's why.
That was at the Paris Theatre, which I
how many years before?
What
a few months before he died?
Not maybe about a year.
Sorry, I just slurped my coffee, didn't I?
And a good friend of ours, Steve Sidwell, was the conductor.
He's done everything, Steve. Clang, there we are.
Well, he did the he done all the music direction for the coronation last week, by the way.
Yeah, I should imagine he did. He does everything, Stevie boy,
yeah.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah, very, very good. Right, getting back to we ain't got too long actually.
John, before
West Ham kick off. Phil and Holly.
Yeah,
what's your thoughts?
Here's my thoughts. Quite controversial, I think, judging by what everybody, people like Dan Wooten and Kevin O'Sullivan, all the people.
That's another one. You go with Wooten. Not Dan Wooten.
Right? Well, I go Dan Wooten.
Right,
Wooten? No, I don't know.
Right,
Dan Wooten, isn't it?
Well,
he hates Phil.
He does. Phil. But there again, he hates Phil because he's worked with him.
Yes.
Now, you've got to think, there's another woman. Who's the woman that goes on GB?
Vanessa Phelps.
No.
She goes on.
She does, but the
blonde, she goes on for Phil and Holly, go on.
But the blonde woman, I can't think of it. Carol something.
Carol right. McGiffin.
No, different one.
Oh, Carol Malone.
Carol Malone.
Yes.
Now, me and you did This Morning years and years ago with Fern
and
John Leslie.
John Leslie, yeah.
And we was on their show, and she was there.
Was she?
And she was on that show quite a lot.
Right.
Now, she cannot stand Phil.
Right, okay.
So she's worked on there with him. She can't stand him.
Dan Wooten's worked on there.
Dan Wooten, whatever his name is, right, has worked on there. Can't stand him.
Yes.
There's got to be... There's a thread.
No, I believe that there is. And, you know, maybe he's not a nice fella behind the scenes. Mm. But he's the ultimate professional as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
You're in good hands when you're watching him interview someone. That's what I believe. I always feel it. And they reckon that this week that you can see the tension on screen and you can see... No, you can't. It's a lot of rubbish.
I couldn't.
They've been absolutely professional. Mm. And I can't see one thing that...
But there again...
I can't see any trouble.
No,
there.
That's pretty much on the Mail Online, isn't it? The Mail Online have been right.
Yeah,
about,
yeah. Okay? Yeah, so
they've got it in for him. But
they've got it in for
me
him.
Me and you know...
Mm. I met him, by the way. Going live.
Yeah.
And he was a nice fella. Him and his mum and dad.
Yeah, but I think he's been around for a long while. What is he now, 63, is that right?
63? Yeah, I mean, yeah, he was in his late 20s.
Okay, then. He's been around for a long while.
Or mid-20s.
And he knows the game. Mm. And he's probably...
But you change over the years,
you
don't
do.
You?
Yeah. You do. Mm. You start saying people's names wrong, like Wooten and Homage. And no, but just think about it, you know... You get a reputation for being a lovely person.
Yes.
In showbiz.
Yes.
We know what it's like.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right? We know certain people that we go... Mm-hmm. In fact, do you know what? I was talking to the wife this morning.
Oh, the wife?
The wife. And I was talking about
what,
some...
back in 1975?
I'm talking about...
Me and the wife.
I never,
the wife.
I never ever
met the wife.
I never say the missus.
Well, that's 1965.
It's not me.
No.
I hear people go, "How's your missus?" I'm like,
"The missus?"
I don't talk like that.
The wife.
Here's another one I don't use.
What?
And you know I don't like this. Mm-hmm. Hey, buddy.
Oh, no.
Stop it.
No. We know someone who does that all the time.
I like pal. I don't mind pal.
I don't want a bit of pal.
Right?
Yeah, it's a bit... I hate buddy. I hate buddy and I hate guy. This guy. Hey. I was talking to this guy.
Hey, guys.
No, you talk to this bloke, all right? You were talking to this bloke.
What about geese? Are you running with geese?
Geese is a little bit... Rumford. My friend Jerry Chapman.
It's a bit South End, isn't it?
Yeah, geez. He's saying, "Oh, geez." I don't mind it, but guy, I don't like. Guy is American. Yeah. Over here, we say bloke.
What's
you one? Blokes.
I see, I've never said man. You do it now and again. Hey, man.
I used to years ago when I was...
You've been trendy.
Had a few reefers in my 20s.
Oh, I tell you what, I'm not having bro. Bro.
Oh, no. I can't have bro, son. I won't have bro. I won't have it near me.
Or bruv.
No, don't have bruv either.
Right, I'm talking to a guy, this guy that you know at the moment, I did this track with.
Yes, oh, yeah, another
who's
one.
He's a producer.
Yes.
And he
bruvs
bro.
It and bros all
he
the time.
He gives me bro, and I go back with mate.
Right.
So I'm calling him mate. Hi, mate. Yeah, listen, see you at the studio.
Yeah, yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Bro, what time are you going to be here? And I think, you can't get me.
Well, I don't mind because he's not an English fella, is he?
He's not English, no.
Right. Well, there's a difference there. Okay. Now, I don't mind it if it's authentic.
Right.
It's like when the black community, you know, all that slang. I loved it. I love it.
Yeah.
It's great. But it's when white kids start to hear it. It just doesn't sound right.
It doesn't.
It's not right.
What are you saying?
They're not cool enough.
You're saying we can't dance?
I'm saying we can't dance. And we're not that cool. So, do you know what I mean?
Well, you know why? Because we wear slacks.
We can't have the song now, can we?
We wear slacks and polo shirts. How much time we got? We've got a little bit of it.
It's the latest one from the Jonas Brothers, and this is Miracle.
shut down.
Yeah, it's good groove, that song.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? Yeah.
You like that?
It's off the new album, yes. That's the opening track.
You're getting a bit trendy, aren't you?
Well, yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, hey, they're a great bunch of guys.
Yeah. You're so trendy.
No, I know.
I mean, you...
No, I'm not trendy.
Because you naff dance well.
I can't stand all that bumpty bump. You know I can't.
What, the big bop boo? You don't like bit bop boom.
I don't like bumpy bump.
No. Let's you know what? Just while we're finishing, let's just have a little bit of the old Gary Barlow.
Oh, isn't it lovely?
Underneath.
Yeah, it's a wonderful song.
It's such a nice song. Just want to say,
that's
week,
not Gary Barlow.
Is it not? It is.
No, it's not.
It is a Gary Barlow song, it's a different one.
It's not that one.
Is it not that one?
No.
It don't matter. Anyway, I'll come back to it.
This is my time, you want?
Oh, it was this my time. Oh, it's not my time.
Anyway, yeah, go on.
I press the wrong button.
Go on. What have we got?
Next week, we are going off to do the Nigel Farage show.
In Edinburgh. Always controversial.
No, we're not. We're going to Peterborough.
Oh, is it? Sorry. Sorry, I meant Peterborough.
We're going to Peterborough.
You said Edinburgh just before, we're off mic.
Yeah, so we're going there.
You mean Peterborough.
And so we'll be back on next week, 7 o'clock.
Yes, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock with Ben and Sperling. Good luck to West Ham tonight.
Good luck, West Ham.
Come on, you Irons. See you next week.